From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says government warplanes struck a rebel-held neighborhood in the center of Homs Sunday. It says at least three people were killed and dozens wounded. Meanwhile, President Bashar al-Assad's forces are said to be pushing toward the city of Palmyra, which was overrun by the Islamic State group in December. Syrian opposition activist Hamza Manzer emerged from a meeting with United Nations Syria envoy Stefande Mistura to say that the opposition needs to present a united front in upcoming peace talks. Iraqi forces on Sunday pushed deeper into western Mosul, capturing two more city neighborhoods from Islamic State extremists. A full week into a renewed government offensive, military commanders say they are focusing on securing bridges across the Tigris River. Thousands of people were reported fleeing toward government-controlled sectors of the city. U.S.-led coalition troops, officially deployed as trainers and advisors, have assisted Iraqi forces. Malaysian health authorities say Kim Jong-nam, the slain half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, suffered a very painful death. They say he was dead within 20 minutes of being attacked at the Kuala Lumpur airport February 13th. Police say he died in an ambulance after being smeared by VX nerve agent. Thousands of Russians marched in Moscow to mark a two-year anniversary of the death of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, who was gunned down outside the Kremlin. Marchers carried Russian flags and signs with quotes from Nemtsov. This is VOA News.